All right, you guys, hell, it's 2025 and time ain't waiting on us. We got to meet 2025 head on. Now, here I am beginning a new program. So tell me, fellas, how many years are you going to allow to go by before you accept this dope information that's waiting on you? You know, you waste all this time talking about what you're going to do. When are you going to accept that I'm delivering one of the only fucking ways to grow out of that rut that you've placed yourself in? I mean, think about the gurus that you've witnessed come and go on social media. How come they go? I mean, shit. Why don't they adapt their program to go with the flow? There's so many claiming to be about the real abadab or have real ways to catch, but they don't last. Have you really thought about how much bullshit is going around these days? See, I'm one of the few. I'm proud to say that you could go back to early 2003, and when I decided to go hard with my confidence course, and you'll see I'm still here with the same products, because being a man is no fad. I'm still putting finishing touches on my new site, and as usual, it's the bomb. I also just completed 3 new categories of tools, and they're all bomb, but what's special about them is they follow in the Rosebud tradition of being laced with true facts that you can use today. Now, one of the categories is for winning. It's packed full of insights on things to do working with yourself, showing you how not to keep the same old ways. It's one thing that will guide you to having real abadabra that really can't be denied. There are certain steps to take when you're trying to win. My mentality tools include tried and tested ways to fucking get real, all the way to the retirement plans to use. The one thing you're going to need is integrity. The section of tools on building integrity will increase your value to women. This tool or these tools teaches you the correct way to judge and show you how to never slip. All my tools are testimonies to the fact I ain't no joke, and my confidence course and SW is real. People come into this life not knowing what to expect and get their hat brought to them. The things you should know about this abadabra if you want to thrive in it. I got tools that delves into the things about this game most of you won't realize unless you're dealing with an OG. All 3 categories are legit, and I'm proud of them. I also guarantee they'll open your mind to the subject matter, whatever the subject is. It's not all about women. I've been so busy with my new shit, with my new Sidewalk University. That site is sidewalku.thinkific.com. It's hard to find time to concentrate on creating new tools, but I stay down. You're witnessing it. Some of you are living it. All it takes is the path being cleared to help you see. It helped to help you see that sometimes you need help. Wake up and realize help is right here and it ain't going nowhere. Believe it or not, you have the opportunity to pay in small payments over several months or years for the complete course. It's better this way because it gets more ingrained in you this way. You're able to take the course in the privacy of your home, your study or your living room. You know, and you know, all the assignments are not necessarily to be done quickly. You can take your time. I just think it's better if you get them done as quickly as possible. I had not thought of some of the things you guys have brought to my attention, especially starting my own school system years ago. You made me realize, you know, if I'm going to fish, I may as well fish for the big one. Where is it better to fish in, the ocean or the lake? It really depends on what you're fishing for. If you want action at a big old fish, big giant fish, my bet is on the ocean. If you're simply looking for a relaxing day on the water, my bet is the lake. What's my point? My point is the women of the day are either ocean women or lake women. Where could a fake bitch like the ones today fishing for attention get more attention than she's ever seen in her entire life in one place? The answer is the ocean of suckers running around, faking the funk. If she can't fish on the ocean, then she'll go to the lake around her neighborhood and fish for local suckers. All the time screaming out, "Who got worms?" You know, every once in a while, I see value in being able to get the word out about what I offer and give you guys the deal on the information I have. These tools I just finished are custom made for you. I took some things I learned in SWU and clarified quite a bit, making it easier for you to absorb. Some of you have not ever, it may not ever get to meet you, but you know what? What I've learned teaching so far has made a difference in how I want you to understand my message. I want to let you know, I really appreciate the love you show me, despite myself. I know I make it hard sometimes, but a brother emailed me last week, and I had forgotten I talked bad to him. I had roasted his ass and let him know he was wrong. But the brother said, and I quote, "Thanks, Roseblood, for roasting my ass when we spoke. I needed it, and it really put me straight. I'm on my job now, and I'll never go back to what I was doing again." Now, this was a long, you know, it was in a long-ass email. But back to my point, I know I make it difficult to love. A lug dropping shit talking ain't gonna be wrong, pimp ass motherfucker like me. But believe this, I'm giving it to you straight. And all my twos and these new ones are no different, except in one way. They're specific and work on specific areas of this abadabra. Now, I still have dreams about me on the blade at some broads. At the same time, I know I'll never be down and dirty as I once was, but that doesn't stop the thoughts about that life from creeping out of the crevices of my mind and showing up in my dreams. Last night, I dreamed I was out with Frost P on the blade. We rode up to a light and this young Filipino looking proud asked if we were PIs. "Why, of course we are, madam. Are you a hooker or a looker?" I smoothly asked him. "Now, I don't know." I could see she was thinking, but before she could answer, I quickly assessed that she was mine for the taking. So I asked Frost to stop and let me out of the car, to get at my new broad, and I'd be damned if I didn't wake up. That shit was so real, I had to check my pockets to see if the bitch hit me with a trap. And realized I didn't have no pants on because I was asleep. I was dreaming. Our lives are filled with instant decisions to make, to be everything that we could be to her. Do you know what we are? We're psychoanalysts. And having this epidemic we have only works if you realize how to use it. A lot of you guys ask me what I say or how do I catch. Believe what you want to believe, but tell me the truth. Which real motherfucker is offering you advice for free? The cost to get this valuable abadabba is minuscule. I got RAS2s. I'm telling you, the Ride Along series, they're going fast. There's two parts. First part is mood setting music, and it sets and as the music play, you spit at the woman the words I'm saying. The second part is the music only. Now, the genius of this is when you buy it, you're instructed to listen to the first part like you would a hot song you like. Listen to it until you know the words and where they come at. Then you get your girl and you put on the second part. And as that mood music is playing, you'll remember all the words. And if you spit them as spoken, you'll come up. Now, that's genius, don't you think? My channel is Real Talk with Rosebud. Subscribe to it. I will be introducing all my new products. And if you're interested in any of them, you can order from the site. My shit works no matter what level you own. Follow the information in the course and you'll see. Can I get a witness? I'm noticing ain't no motherfucking calling in. It's cool. I don't stress on that no more. All the men who bought it have grown into giants. And to show their appreciation, they push it for me. They love and respect me because I'm real and my shit showed them the way to the top. What else can you want from a giant? So, oh, there you go. Caller, what's up?
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I got you.
This is Ron. I'm from Chicago. And I'm calling just to say, like, I'm from Chicago. It's cold as fuck out here. And this thing, like a day, like a super cold day, would be a good day, like, to go meet women and talk to.
On a day like today?
Yeah, it's cold. It's naked. It's in the negative type shit. And I'm not going to no club or no bar tonight. I got work in the morning.
Well, man, I mean, I don't live in Chicago, so, you know, I don't even have any big old ass coats. I got some pretty big coats for when it's cold, but I go to the same places. There is no summer or no winter place. Maybe a skating rink, ice rink, for the winter and the skating ring for the summer, but I'm saying shit. I don't look at that kind of stuff, man. I just go out. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere when I go out, but I'm ready for anything when I go out. And I just be rolling around and wherever I end up, that's it.
That's all I wanted to know. Thank you though, man. I appreciate it.
All right, brother. I appreciate you too. Be cool. So far, a gang of brothers have taken advantage of the new site. But I feel there's room for many, many, many more of you. I know you think you might get gamed up by, you know, listening or by buying that knockoff shit or pirated shit. But the only way to make my shit make sense is when you ask me the questions that you cannot ask those pirates. Every morning that you bless to wake up, you're being rewarded for your deeds of yesterday. Then, well, when you wake up and you're feeling unsettled, it may be because you didn't do all you could have done yesterday. More than likely, You like to put stuff off until tomorrow. What you could have done today should be done today. You should not put off anything till tomorrow. When you realize you didn't do all you could do yesterday, you want to get it all done today, which is where you make your first mistake. What you should always do is shake yesterday off and make today important enough to not repeat what you didn't do yesterday. So, as you head to the bathroom to wash up, you look in the mirror and you should see yesterday all over your face. If you made the right decision, there is no doubt that once you've washed your face and brushed your teeth, you'll chance another glance in the mirror, and the difference this time is when you look, there is a refreshed face in the mirror looking back at you. And it's at that moment you realize, if nothing else, yesterday was practice for today. And today is the first day of the rest of your goddamn life. You can't get it done today. I mean, you can get it done today, but if you allow that wait till tomorrow attitude to prevail, you may have waited too long, because tomorrow is not promised to any of us. Life is lived by the day, the moment, the second, but not by the tomorrows. But you cannot live life today if you are not thinking about tomorrow in a way that will make what you're doing today important enough for tomorrow to wait on you. Tomorrow waits on me. Do tomorrow wait on you? I mean, this is something you should ask yourself. You should understand life. And the only way you understand life is to talk about life to yourself. Talk about life to yourself as if you're talking to someone else, and respond each time as if you or someone else talking to someone else. You can play chess by yourself and don't know what the motherfucker next move gonna be. You can do it. Now, what I'm really saying is you can do anything. It's completely up to how you see doing whatever it is you're talking about doing. If you see doing it in a fake way because you fake it, then that's what it's going to be. If you see what you're doing in a live way because you're being live, that's what it's going to be. In all my motherfucking time on earth, what I treasure most is the time I spent raising my daughter. I got her when she was 6 months old, and from that moment on, I protected her with all my resources. And I tried my best to make her able to understand she got to take care of herself, and she got to make good decisions in her life. Now, this little ungrateful motherfucker branched out on her own, felt she was qualified to make her own way in life. And let me tell you, she did that when she was 17. Just like me. Got out of my parents' house when I was 17. She's 29 now. And she's been living on her own for about 12 years. Paying her own rent. Doing her own thing. You know, she got a new baby. She don't really need money from me, but I call her damn near every day and make sure. Shit. She can do it without me. But let me tell you something. I feel I'm free from the slavery of being there, because I was slave to raising my daughter. I spit game like nothing else matters, serve it up to big time on a solid platinum platter. Most fools are too lame to get in for their plate. And when they decide to wake up, it's just too damn late. Don't be mad at me because the shit I say goes over most motherfuckers' heads. I'm only standing for the real game, which when reality is almost dead. I spit this shit every day. And that's so you can accept there's only one goddamn way. There's one way to pop them peas properly, and that's with every day fucking with me on these videos so you can listen to how the shit go. Now, there are days when everything goes right, and when that happens, make sure you do two things. First, you have to look back at your past moves and compliment yourself on doing the right things in order to move forward. Then you're supposed to appreciate the fact that you ain't no procrastinator. In doing this, you're sealing the fact that you know what the hell you're doing. Everything has been wine and roses for me. I've accidentally come up on something I can do that taps into my creative side and quite possibly make me some money at the same time. See, we all worry about making money, but honestly, my concerns is satisfying my desire to make something everyone can use. I don't really want to create a new market. I'm looking to tap into the existing market with a twist. I'm getting ready for these. Well, I'm ready for the holidays and doing my thing. I just finished tallying and I cannot put my finger on one thing. Some months is my American Pimp book. Some months is the MP3s. Sometimes is the audio books. But now I'm noticing SWU can handle shit on its own. It was responsible for, I think it was 65% of last month's receipts. That's hella big. That's why I don't rest on my laurels. If I had, I would not have done all them other things in my life that can possibly blow up and take me where I want to be. I got many other things waiting in the wings for me to get my footing set in the next level of life. I am just thankful. I'm not afraid to invest in my own far-fetched fucking dreams and ideologies. I'm not afraid. I'm just not. Straight lace with no chase, straight Mac, no back, however you describe it, is me. Dig that. There's only one entity that's greater than your own personal confidence, and we know that's God. Giving praise where it's due to him, I continue my struggle to reach the plateau designated for me to live on. A plateau built on sweat and confidence that the sweat is not for naught. What did Martin Luther King say? I am somebody. My grand days are coming, and the best of them have yet to come. So I'm taking a deep breath, staying prepared for the level of success that I'm going to achieve. And some of you guys will think of this as bragging, but it's not. This is a forecast of what will come to me in my near future. And when it does, remember this video, because life is predictable. I'm gone.